Even before landing in Phoenix yesterday, the White House communications team made clear the president was not planning to pardon former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio that night. But for his part, Trump did not ignore the topic during his speech at the Phoenix Convention Center, saying Arpaio will, quote, be just fine.
But I won't do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay?
Alex Gomez is the executive director of the group Living United for Change in Arizona, and she joins us now to talk about Trump's continued hints that he does plan to pardon Arpaio at some point. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you, Lauren?
Good, thank you. So let's start with that statement by Trump last night. He really hinted that Arpaio's going to be okay, that he is probably going to pardon him in the future. So was it a victory for you in the sense that at least he didn't pardon Arpaio at the rally last night?
You know, it was a victory, and we had tens of thousands of peaceful protesters out there yesterday that demonstrated that the community is paying attention. And it was unfortunate that it's the community that is asking the president of the United States to follow the rule of law. And I think that speaks to the moment that we're in under this presidency and under this administration, where we have time and again seen that he is not following the rule of law and that he is inciting racism, bigotry, and fueling white supremacy.
What would it mean to your community after having fought against the sheriff, the former sheriff, for so long, won the case, he has been convicted of criminal contempt of court now, if in fact he is pardoned?
So for us, it is yet another demonstration that under this presidency, that white supremacy is being emboldened, that racism is given a green light and a license to be out in the community inciting violence. Unfortunately, what we saw in Charlottesville was something. It was a response to what we've been experiencing through the campaign trail, and now we saw it here in Phoenix as well yesterday. What we want to make sure is that even though if there is a pardon, Arpaio was still found guilty. And the other fact is that voters wanted him out. So you're hearing from voters, you're hearing from our judicial system, and the president is pardoning a criminal. The people that deserve the pardon are Arpaio's victims, and now the victims of this administration.
You mentioned the protests, the demonstrations that happened last night. Your organization was a part of those. How do you think those went? They were largely peaceful, but seemed to sort of disintegrate toward the end.
They were absolutely peaceful. And toward the end, the police, rather than asking people to leave peacefully, started deploying tear gas into the crowds, where we still had families out, community out. And it was a terrible display of force and aggression on the police force.
We should point out that the Phoenix police said that people were also throwing rocks, throwing things at the police. Did you see any of that happening?
I didn't. I actually just saw people trying to run for cover, people putting water in their eyes, mothers trying to get their children to safety.
Alex, last thing I have for you real quickly. After having thousands of people out in the streets last night, what message do you hope that sends to the president about this future pardon of Arpaio that he's hinting at?
That we're paying attention. Under this administration, we're seeing that it's a new day of one allowing racism and bigotry and these white supremacist groups to go rogue on our community. And that's not what America's about, and it's not part of the fabric that we're trying to build here. And we're sending a clear message that the community is paying attention, and we are completely going to continue demonstrating, continue marching, continue voting to make sure that this president understands that the community won't let him off the hook.
Alex Gomez is the executive director of the group Living United for Change in Arizona. Alex, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.